We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah of Chapter 7, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Eiruvin. This Mishnah is interesting because it finally tells us how exactly one goes about making a Shitufi Mevo'os. Now, what's interesting about this is that it doesn't actually give the explicit rules as to how a Shitufi Mevo'os is made. But what it does is that it gives us the details that are necessary in order to more conveniently make the Shitufi Mevo'os. In other words, we know that the Shitufi Mevo'os gives one the ability to carry in a shared alleyway between the Chatzeros, which means you need every single person's consent. In this courtyard, on that courtyard, let's say there could be five courtyards, you need everyone's consent in order to make a Shitufi Mevo'os. That's a lot of people you need to get consent from, much more complicated than just doing one Erev for one Chatzer, for one courtyard. So is there a more convenient way? So says the Mishnah of Vav as follows. What is the way to make a shitif for an alley, but really it's like, what's the practical way to make a shitif for an alley? How can you practically make a shitif mevo'os in a very much more approachable and easier way? All you have to do is one person takes a barrel that has his own food in the court, and that has his own food, he puts it in the courtyard, and he says, let this food belong to all of the people who live in the alley, to all of the residents of the alley, meaning all the people in this chutzre, that chutzre, any chutzre that's connected to an alley, he just says that all this food is going to be for everyone else, and he's going to share it, and then they're going to make a shituf out of this food, because it's going to be understood that it's owned by all now. But you say, how is it that everyone else is able to take ownership of it if they're not even told about it? That's weird. Someone's going to take ownership of some food they don't even know about. Umezakeh, says the Mishnah, yeah, he can actually be mezakeh them. What that means is literally he can like grant ownership of the food to them without them even being aware of it. Ayidei v'no uvito hagadolim, through his adult son or his daughter, or his adult daughter, and through his Hebrew man or maid servant, and through his wife, any one of these people can act as some sort of an agent in order to allow the residents to acquire the food, which will then allow them to make the Shitufi Mevo'os with the food. You say, that sounds weird, when would we ever have such a case? So we just had this case this past year. Usually the way it works is that, for example, an Erev that you make in a community, so when you have an Erev in a community, so usually every year, you reestablish the Erev with a new box of matzos. This past year, as we know, was a little bit crazy because most shuls do this Erev Pesach, and the problem with doing it Erev Pesach is that this past year, Erev Pesach happened to land in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Not so easy if you're supposed to be social distancing to go and knock on someone's door and say, hey, can you be mezake this this box of matzah for everyone? So what did many people do this year? Well, based on various kulas of some poskim, but it's a beferish mishnah that allows it, evidently. All someone did was they said to their wife or someone else in their household that was above bar bat mitzvah age, and they said, hey, can you please be mezakeh this matzah on behalf of everyone? Can you take it and say you're going to acquire this on everyone else's behalf, and then you can make an erev out of that? So that's exactly what people did this year. Some people did their wives, some people did maybe their older sons, whatever, older daughters, but that's what a person had to do this year, when again normally you would do it, have someone in the community who's not really related to you, but one is allowed to have someone related to you if you really need to do it. Okay, who is not allowed to do it? Aval eino mezakeh, who can you not have to be mezakeh it to acquire it on everyone's behalf? It just will not work halachically. Lo al yidei v'no uvito haketanim, he can't do it through his minor son or daughter, meaning a son or daughter below bar bat mitzvah age will not work. Lo al yidei avdo v'shevchaso hakananim, he can't do it through his Canaanite slave or maid servant. Because what we say is their hand is like his hand, meaning that whatever they acquire essentially belongs to him. So if he can't acquire it on behalf of everyone else because it's his own thing, so he certainly can't have anyone else who, when they acquired it, it's like him acquiring it. So he can't have anyone else acquire something on behalf of everyone else if, when they acquired it, it's like he himself has acquired it, which again, that will not work. So that's who can do it and that's who cannot do it. Okay, says the Mishnah, Mishnah Zion over here, Nismai Ta'ochel. So we're going to be dealing with the case over here in this Mishnah of a precarious case where you have multiple chatzeros who go into an alleyway, but the problem is, normally we assume that to accept the food to make this Erev is going to be a zuchus, but the problem is when you have two alleyways, then you can only make a Shitufi Mevo'os in one alleyway. So it's not necessarily a given that everyone wants to walk into that alleyway. Some people want to walk in the alleyway that's on this side of that's closer to their house, and then some people want to walk in this other alleyway that is closer to their house. So you can't necessarily assume that you you can be mezakeh it, because you can't assume that everyone wants to partake of it. So in that situation, so what is the halacha? So says the Mishnah as follows. Mishnah Zayin. Nismaita ochel. When you have a case where the food that was used for the shittuf of an ali, that it became like it was lessened, it was diminished from the required amount before Shabbos began. Mosif umezakeh. So what happens in this case when you start off with food and you didn't have enough food that was going to Shabbos in terms of how much you need for the actual shear of a shittuf of mavos? We'll talk about that, God willing, I think next time. But again, so you have food that was used for a shittuf and that food became diminished. So mosif umezakeh, you can add your own food to replenish the amount, and you can grant ownership of it to the other residents. In other words, you could assume that they'll want to grant ownership, and it seems like you would just have to have someone else be mezak it for them. But you don't need to tell them, you don't need to give them consent, you don't need to have them give consent, because you assume that the shittuf was originally made, and even though there's two alleyways, you assume that since the shittuf was originally made in this alleyway, they all still want it in this alleyway, and therefore you can be mezake a little bit extra to fill in the missing food. Nitosu alehen, but let's say if more residents came to the courtyard, they were added to the courtyard, meaning I guess new people moved in a very short period of time, and the shittuf food that you have is now going to be insufficient. You need to add more. So then not everyone was already in the shittuf. It sounds like if people moved in and the shittuf was already made and it was totally complete, it sounds like we could assume that they want to be a part of it. However, if you made the shittuf, if some of it was diminished and then new people moved in, so then you can't just add food and assume they want to be a part of it. So most of them is zake. We can add food. One can add their own food to reach the required amount that you need, and he can be mazake. He can grant ownership of it to the new residents through a Kenyan with someone else. But Sarach Lahodia, however, he needs to inform them and he needs to make sure that he has their consent to join in on the shittuf, because the new residents haven't yet said which of the two alleyways they want to join, and therefore they cannot be added into the shittuf without their full consent, them saying, yes, we want to be in this alleyway as part of the shittuf. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now we'll stop right here.